BYU fans, join me, Tim Hughes, and Amanda Dixon for stories that affect our jobs, taxes, and families. Utah's Morning News, each morning between 5 and 9 on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into Cougar Nation, your weekly check-in on BYU basketball. Every Monday night, we're taking your phone calls, talking BYU hoops, Big 12, and getting you the voice of the nation, Cougar Nation, here on this program. And if you miss any part of the show, you can subscribe to the podcast on KSLSports.com. So, Matt, this horns down drama. Again, the BYU students, they spelled out horns down on white T-shirts with blue paint. I'll admit, in the pregame, Matt, down on the court, I go down and just to kind of size up the personnel, make sure everyone's accounted for. It's like it's roll call for me. Just see, okay, this player's here, this player, you know, going through that. And I see those horns down shirts, and I thought, that's funny. And then just went about my way. I didn't think to take a photo of it, do anything with it. It was just like, that's funny. Like, you know, horns down. Like, that's just so – it's the equivalent to me of BY who? Like, that's what it means to me. Like, everyone does it. And so I just went about my way. And then I see in the first media timeout a few students changing out to – Brigham Young shirts that say the number 24. They gave them out in the preseason for the student section. And I'm thinking, oh, they're no longer wearing those shirts. They were asked to remove them. What do you think, make of all this?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. And I think it's important to remember the context of how this all began, which was back when UCF played Texas. UCF upset them. And in that postgame handshake line, some UCF players are doing the horns down symbol. That made Coach Terry mad of the Longhorns. We went on the rant, and here we are, several weeks into the horns down saga. I actually felt like he had a legitimate point back then, which was, this is the postgame handshake line. Let's have a little class, because he called it classless. And I feel like that was more so not being sportsmanlike postgame.
Sure.
And not necessarily towards fans who, look, fans, I believe, have a right to make life difficult on the opponents as long as within reason. And horns down, it's not a derogatory term. There's no explicit symbol by having your pointer finger and your pinky finger down. It's just it's just a gesture booing the opponent. And so I thought it was completely over the line for BYU administration to step in and make them show that, because it wasn't an offensive act. I can't figure it out. There's a lot of universities that have a hand symbol associated with their team. Lots. There's one here in the state, for heaven's sakes. TCU's got the frog. You got the U. Like, there's a lot of these symbols. And if an opponent does the opposite of that symbol, to me, that's just a part of the game. That's not being disrespectful in a derogatory sense.
BYU told the student newspaper down at BYU that their officials, BYU administration, asked the students to take it down as a display of good sportsmanship. And look, BYU, I get it. BYU always has more to lose when it comes to the sportsmanship angle because
of the religious element.
Right, because we've seen it so many times. BYU gets bagged on many times because of who they're owned and operated by, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yep.
And people will, whenever BYU does something maybe aggressive, or think about, like, you know, the football gif, that punch that happened, like, that gets brought up all the time. That's not very church-like of you. So BYU always has more to lose when you're not the, you know, sportsman-like, and you're not just following in line and following every rule possible. So I get that. But just horns down to me is just kind of fun, and it's your only time
and
you're
funny.
Ever going to play Texas, too. That's the thing. If it was you're going to play Texas every single year, maybe, but even then I'm like, you want to create some intensity. This is a conference game. This is a game that matters. This is the Big 12, the best basketball league in America. The fact that BYU asked the students to just take down the shirts or remove them made it a story. And it led to, in the postgame, very kind of unexpected, because no one in the media asked Mark Pope about the shirts. Before Mark Pope left the press conference, he spoke about horns down.
Just know they were taken off before the game started, right? and from The Rock and from our players and from our student body. That's just not us. That's not how we roll. And it was just a miscalculation on just a couple eager kids, which we love the eagerness of these fans, but it's not what we do here.
I didn't see that. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
No.
And BYU's been on the receiving end of some things that I did think were a big deal. We were there in Oregon.
Yes.
During the chant. You know, that was a nasty four-letter word.
Yes.
Towards a religious term. Yes. That is offensive. That's derogatory. That's something to get worked up about.
Yeah, I saw a Stanford right. band basically kind of mock the moral institution of the church.
That stuff is offensive. Yeah. Horns down is... Honestly, it's only a thing because Coach Terry brought it up. I guess UCF.
But the Big 12 has kind of made it a thing, though. In 2019, in football, if
True.
You did horns down, it was going to result in an unsportsmanlike penalty. So the Big 12 themselves has kind of set the standard of that is like taboo. Don't mess with horns down. It's kind of a weird phenomenon, honestly, how polarizing of a topic it really is.
So I live on an interesting street down in Utah County. My neighbor is a Texas fan. He got his master's degree at UT Austin. Across the street from him is an Oklahoma fan who grew up in
wow.
Oklahoma. Like, these are legitimate Red River rivalry neighbors.
Your street is Red River Drive.
I got Red River Drive down there. So here's what my Texas neighbor had to say about the situation. BYU admins are soft. Got to let the students wear horns down in their shirts. Oklahoma would have let them do it. It's not offensive. We're used to it.
Yeah, like I think any Texas fan would enjoy the
banter.
And this
is also why it's so easy to hate on Texas.
Yes.
Because, and look, Texas did not make this a story. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, they were complimentary.
This is not Rodney Terry. After the first thing he said post-game was, what an amazing environment. Fans were great, and they were. Fans were outstanding against Texas and against Houston. BYU made this a story, but if Rodney Terry had never brought this up after the UCF
sure.
game, it's probably not even a thing. And this is where it's easy to pile on Texas at times because it feels like, come on, guys, you're so next level with so many things. It's okay to flash horns down. It's not, if anything, it's sort of like a sign of respect that
sure.
when we feel like we beat you or we play you, that we got to take it to another level to make sure that our presence is felt against you.
That's why Texas is such a big brand. It doesn't matter how little of history you have, as BYU basketball has really no history with Texas, yet they roll into Provo and instantly there's an angle of banter known by the students. Like they carry a massive brand,
yep.
and that will be lost in the Big 12 because no one carries the weight nationally like Texas does. But in their own way, it's been a reason why they've caused a lot of problems for conferences over the years. And Texas has been kind of a thorn in many people's sides. But there's no denying the brand, the prestige of Texas sports carries a big weight in college athletics. But you kind of wonder, too, Matt, if BYU's administration acting this way is almost like a...
Let's call it what it is, Mitch. It's a byproduct of the Duke situation.
Right, that's what I was going to get to, is that, you know, the Duke situation in 2022, where the alleged racial slur happened at a women's volleyball game, Duke player alleged that, and you just wonder if BYU was like, we just don't want to risk it. Because who knows, if the game goes into the second half, does that bother Texas? Again, Texas was very complimentary about everything what BYU was as far as atmosphere, but they maybe just wanted to get rid of the possibility by having horns down, taken down. I don't know. Like, it's like BYU, I think, let the students have some fun. College students should have fun in these student sections. I remember many years ago, there was like a BYU basketball player who transferred from Utah to BYU. It was in the Steve Cleveland era, and he was just getting all these taunts at him in pregame at the Huntsman Center. I mean, but that's just what college basketball has always been. Like, student sections. They're like, remember when Utah State would have a printed out sheet of taunts and like personal info on each player that would go into great details about how to attack players? And that's where you cross the line and say,
yes.
Hey, don't do that. Don't make it personal.
Right.
Don't make it about the families. Don't make it about religion. Don't make it about race. But this is just a hand gesture. This is like, again, what
they
I feel like.
They didn't do the hand gesture. I mean, students did do the hand gesture.
It was on the big screen quite a bit.
It was literally the letters horns down.
I compare it honestly to when people say BY who.
Yeah.
You know, I always see that
How
sign.
How dare you?
BY who?
That's seriously offensive, Mitch. I cannot believe you would even throw that out there. Just, it's also a little bit of the byproduct of the society we live in now, where right. it just feels way more sensitive. There's
yes.
humor and comedy is not, you can barely even utter jokes anymore without offending someone. So I don't like to live in that world personally. I like to have a little bit of fun. And to me, horns down felt like good, clean fun at the expense of Texas.
I got to imagine Mark Pope, when it was brought to his attention, he was confused. He's like, what are we talking about? Like, why do I have to issue a statement on this? I guess. I mean,
hopefully down the road when BYU's been in the Big 12 longer, there's a little more leeway
yeah.
to have fun at something that was a current event, horns down.
801-575-8255. You can weigh in. Is horns down classless? You can also share your takes.
I want to hear a Texas fan call in and make the case for why it is. I want to be informed because
yeah.
I'm not understanding. So if there is a Longhorn fan out there listening, call in 801-575-8255 and help us understand why this is offensive. I need to know.
It's Cougar Nation here on KSL News Radio. He's Matt Biamonte. I'm Mitch Harper. News, traffic, and weather next, and we'll get to what's trending up and trending down with BYU Hoops.